Scoot doo. Blabbity blue. Scoop dee. Oh yeah.
Because I have to go to the bathroom first.
Is it on you?
Yeah. I think a bulb is out. Yeah. Yes, my old Jay. All right, I'll be back here in a second. Are we rolling now?
We're rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're only hearing out of one ear. Because...
Yeah, I'm hitting out of one ear also.
All right, let me hear you.
Test. OJ. Hi, OJ.
Okay.
Anybody that doesn't know, OJ, he's the house dog here at Marshall Carpet. He's 10 years old. He's the most docile, beautiful black lab anyone has ever met.
OJ, yeah, we either have to mic you up or you have to leave, bud. So could you sit in for me again?
Yeah.
Exactly where the chair is? Make sure this isn't. Yeah, it is. Dad, you got to sit back again.
Back in your seat,
please. Oh. Oh, what happened? Is that what OJ did?
No, I dropped it.
Hello?
Fuck!
Hello? Test. Shit.
Test, test, test.
No, it's not that big of a deal.
Hello?
We're going headphone free. The fuck, Red is going to throw a fucking fit seeing us without headphones. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Listeners get 10% off their first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/Tyso.
That's BetterHelp.com/Tyso. Athletic Greens is giving you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
Visit athleticgreens.com/Tyso for a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
That's athleticgreens.com/Tyso.
Before you snap, I gotta say,
snap down.
I do use this product.
You've told me about it before, how it makes you feel.
They sent it to me and I didn't know where it came from. I'll talk about it. It's great though.
Introducing
Mark,
my
Ween.
Best friend
Hello?
And partner,
Hello?
Mark Ween.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Rick.
Let's do a level check.
Level check.
Yeah,
I was doing
no headphones.
Looks good to me.
Right.
I'm going to want to have you right here.
You
suck that thing. I knew you were going to say that. I know him like a book.
Suck that bitch. Where's the camera? Oh, over
there's
there.
One there, yeah. Gotcha. I just busted this thing and dropped it, and we can't use headphones. He's going to blame everything on the guy that canceled.
Right. Just want everybody to know that some motherfucker canceled.
And that's why we're here.
Right. And I'm going to the C team. We passed A, B, and C.
Who were you just handling? Did you have a headache just now?
No, that's Elliot's contractor. Oh. Dan, he's a great
no
guy.
Yeah, I know. Dan is a great guy. Yeah. Right.
What's no names? Are we?
We don't, well, we're rolling.
Oh, we are.
Yes. So shout out to Elliot. Yes. I used to buy from Elliot at Ohio Farmers. That's shout great. Out to Ohio Farmers.
Going.
Yeah. Going.
Worked
for
me at
I'm not blocking it.
1984.
Really?
He started with me. 37 years. Kenny.
Oh.
If you're whispering, I mean, we can hear everything.
No.
Is anything just, private?
I'm talking about Kenny.
No, we lost someone. You know how Kenny passed away. Longtime Marshall Carpet employee, 40 years. So Mark's giving the eulogy on Sunday, and he was just discussing it. How's that for podcast info?
Do you want to practice it here?
No, I go off the cuff.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Okay, well, you want to give a eulogy for my H6 Zoom recorder real quick?
Well, I will tell you this. I do have your father's eulogy all set up.
Oh.
I know it's sad to say, but one day I was coming to work, and I was thinking about your dad, and I got a little teary-eyed. And I got his eulogy down pat. And you're in it for a couple of seconds.
Do you plug the podcast?
Of course I do. All right. I have everybody.
He loved everybody, but he especially loved his son's podcast. Right.
Everybody in the funeral home has to take off their shoes. Even graveside.
I have my...
That's funny.
I had Grandpa's eulogy pre-written before he passed. I'll actually cut to a clip.
That is going to be a tough act to follow. Give it up for the last guy. He told a lot of... Oh, I see. A lot of funny personal stories. Give it up for the last guy again. Okay. Well, as you all know, I was very close with my grandfather when I was told he passed away. I was shocked, but when I was asked to write his eulogy, I decided to keep it in my pocket at all times with my Montreal stand-up intro and my backup plan list so I wouldn't lose it.
And we're back. And
funny stuff.
Yeah. No, I remember that was in Montreal, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Still is in Montreal.
It still is. There. Yes. Speaking of Montreal, I understand you might be going back to Park City, Utah.
That's Montreal is Canada.
Yeah.
So how's that speaking? You're saying because of traveling?
They're both cold.
Okay.
I was wondering how we got there. They're about 1,000 miles apart.
Yeah.
Are you going?
I think so. My show, as we see it, we'll put up a. You could click the thing to check out the trailer here.
Yeah, check out this trailer, dudes.
We'll wait.
You look like a bull ready to charge.
Yeah. It's premiering at Sundance, and they invited me and the cast to do a Q&A. And
for those of you who don't know about that,
Ricky, answer questions and answers. Thank
yeah,
you.
Ricky was in Park City once before. Cut to a clip of me, him, and Joel McHale hanging out in Park City when we were premiering Ricky's movie.
A futile and stupid gesture.
Stupid gesture.
We don't have a clip. We have a pic, so we already put it up.
Okay.
They're paying for combinations. And a per diem. What do you think they give me per day?
Not enough.
For you? Not even close. I'd say $120.
$120 a day? That would be fine with me.
Yeah. Okay, what do they
give
you?
Covers lunch.
What do you,
I'll find out when I get there.
Right. Well, whatever it is, it's not enough for you.
Well,
get first class accommodations. I mean, flight.
I'll tell you something. I think you have to for
it's
union.
It's in the contract.
But this
isn't
work. This is press that I'm not obligated to go to. They said, we would like to invite you. You're right.
Tyler needs to find a rug. May I excuse myself for a moment? Thank you.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, we are trying to run a business today, but you know, it's Friday at 1:00.
Tyler, man, we're doing a pod, bud. I got to tell you something. Blur her name. I got to tell you something. I'd like to make jokes and bust balls, but the reality is you guys care so much about your family. I mean, customers here that nothing, even family, takes priority over getting the job done.
Nothing. Right.
I got the job done quickly.
Right.
So when you're working, they have to travel you, fly you first class, but this isn't necessarily work. So I don't know if they'll fly first class, but I have become a first class traveler.
Yeah,
I only fly first.
You're not going anywhere but first class.
Which means if I have to upgrade, there's two ways of doing this. There's the professional way, which is you get your ticket.
Write a check or give them a credit card.
Well, yeah, on my own.
Pay for it.
Yeah. I call the airline, I upgrade.
Yes.
Or I get the ticket, I see that it's not first class,
right,
and I send a message saying, is this first class? It's no big deal if it's not. I just want to make sure I fly first. So if it's not, could you let me know and I'll upgrade it?
Yes.
That way, hey, if they say upgrade it, go ahead. But they'll probably be like, we'll take care of it.
Right. Probably.
Is that how you would handle it?
I would just pay for it. That's what I do.
Question for
you. I don't use points or anything. I just pay for it. Excuse Holy us. Moly.
Bow back up. Oh, we'll just play the music. Come this way. We'll play the music. Hey, come this way.
No, we gotta go this way.
Oh, come this way, please, for the comedy.
You can't go this way. You'll knock it over.
Come on. Seriously. Drop the bed. Here, the bed. You let go.
Here, Marshall Rock Gallery, promise you that in 40 years of family-owned business.
Yeah, we can't go this way.
Yeah. Oh my God, Rick.
Where are all the other equipment? All right. Jeez. We at Marshall. Oh, I have my
camera. No.
It sucks. We at Marshall Carpet. We'll give you something.
Does that mean that if they don't fly me first class, you'll pay for my upgrade?
Me personally? No, you asked me what I would do. Okay.
Would you upgrade for your kids?
Depends where we're going. I have 5 kids and 3, soon to be 4 daughter-in-laws and 3 grandchildren. Fuck them if you think I'm going to upgrade all of them.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know if we could even hear you. Yell?
Yell?
Yeah.
Yell.
Go like this. Fuck.
Is it possible? Let me get a different cable.
All right.
Fuck.
I don't want to be here. Oh, you don't say that. Hold on. Take out what I just said and change it to this. I don't want to be here. It's fine. But put in the second one because that one had a little more right, Jewish
little
to
more,
it.
Right, a little more Yiddish to it. Yeah. Right. Okay, no question about it.
Mark, I had a, I'm here for, I've been here for a month or so.
Yes.
And I needed one more episode to get me through until I get back to Los Angeles. Right. Now, I know you know most of the story already, but we'll let the audience in on it. So there was somebody that I don't really know, but we have mutual friends. He was going to be in town, and I had a friend reach out and set this up, and we were talking, and I'm like, it takes a long time to edit, you know? When's the soonest he could do it? He could do it Thursday. Then there were some issues. He said, is it okay if we do it Friday if I'm blah, 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 blah? Whatever. I'll do it Saturday. Right. Which, sure. Whatever. I mean, I'll right. We'll turn it around. Who knows? Even knows if we'll have audio.
Sure.
Thursday night, I reach out just to confirm and, you know, what time am I coming in here? Because I came here yesterday.
Yes.
I set all this all up set poorly. Up.
Yes.
Well, until one little mishap.
Yes.
I set it up. I'm on call because he's doing me a favor. He tells me this morning he can't come in. And you know what really grinds my gears, Mark? Mark?
He didn't apologize.
Mark, he didn't say sorry.
Not acceptable.
He didn't say sorry. Now, here's the thing.
I know it's a great story. I want to hear it, but customer has a question.
Wait, no, I can't hear Dad.
Would you let the Roomba go on your Kaladi rug?
I of course.
And the beater bar is not too strong. She has a delicate carpet with a Roomba, and I want to know if she could use it.
The Roomba's fantastic. Use the S9 Plus.
Okay, she doesn't have an S9 Plus. I think she has an S750, but should be the same.
You don't have to talk into the mic. We're not picking any of it up.
Okay.
Right. If she doesn't get the T. Like T540 instead of S? No good.
Forget about it. How is that even possible?
I don't know. All I know is I want to be there when you edit this and how many I want to count how many times you say, fuck.
Fuck. And by the way, this is it. He's got nothing left.
Right. He's got nothing else but me and you.
This has to be out in a couple of days. Right.
He's got me and you. This is company C, D, and E.
He's got you and me without equipment that works.
Right. Right. It's bad enough. It's me and you. Who's going to listen to us for more than 10 seconds? Is it working now?
Yeah, but yeah. Okay. I think. Right. And everything's on a different track.
All right. Relax. Track it up. Relax.
You know what? We're going to be selling shirts for this week only. Relax. Track it up.
Track it up.
So I'm telling a story about this guy that.
Right.
Today,
go ahead.
This morning. Says such and such happened, blah, 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 blah. Shit happens. All right, I get it. And
he was drunk. He fucked you over. No
he's
question.
Traveling.
Right.
Okay, he's got hectic things are delayed. I get it. But there's a problem. There's a problem that he did, which was he committed. He made a commitment.
And he didn't say, I'm sorry.
Which I would still be mad. But at least it'd be like... Yeah.
He felt bad, and you could tell he didn't feel bad. He was like, fuck you, I'm not doing this.
I don't need him to feel bad. Here's what I want.
Right.
I want him to acknowledge. I don't want him to be guilted. I don't want him to feel bad. I don't want him. I just want him to be like, I fucked up.
Yeah, okay. But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Okay, after doing this, being in retail for 50 years.
He's right.
Okay. You have to eat shit every day. Okay. Don't let an asshole, even he's done. He's done with you. He's out of your mind. He fucked you over. Nothing you can do. It happens in life. And move on. Okay? Don't let it even bother you for 1 second.
May I?
Yeah,
but
sure.
That is great advice, great. By the way. Right.
First, let me defend him. I don't think, maybe, I don't know him really. I don't concede that he's an asshole.
I didn't say he was an asshole, but he did fuck you over.
Yeah, he's inconsiderate. Well, then that's I feel is a fair.
Okay.
Okay.
And you know what your mother would say? You never know what.
No, she's like, text that motherfucker.
Good point.
No, at first when I read it, when I read just the text, she was like, oh, but that was nice because he wasn't mean about it.
Right.
But then I read, you know, what we said for the past, you know, few days. I'll be there. And also to keep the cancel, to reschedule, when you know that I need it right away, I would have had all week to have done this.
There
and
was
had
somebody
time
else
to
in town
it.
Last night that performed at the basketball arena, a comedian. Kathy just told me, somebody that you know.
Well, I'm not even concede that this Netflix person special. Was a comedian even. I don't want, it's.
Yes, but there was a comedian in town that you could have contacted for a podcast.
I would have looked elsewhere.
That's my point.
We came here yesterday morning. Betty was leaving the country, right? Back to London. Mm-hmm. We spent all morning schlepping this
Shout
stuff
out
here.
To Betty. Shout out to Betty.
We schlepped all morning to set this up in case he was able to do it the day he said he was. He wasn't. We pushed it to the next day.
Right.
We kept everything here. Yeah.
Oh, he's coming to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it happens.
I'm talking about it, I think, because like, it's on my mind, and it's part of the situation. It's really not that big of a deal.
No, I mean, you know, it's.
But now that it's breaking and the wires, and I'm fucking frustrated.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
You know what I mean?
Right.
More important than that, lady I just waited on is going to use her Roomba on her new rug.
Can we get her in to talk about it?
No, she just left. I thought about it, but it was when you were going through all the trouble.
I want to do Rick's sales.
Well, maybe we could
Steve
set up
sales.
Another mic. A third one that doesn't work.
Maybe we should put a mic on OJ.
You know, good on me for bringing four microphones, but eight cables.
Yeah. You know, I was impressed. Okay.
Yeah.
I got to get another cable. Who has another cable hanging around?
I got to tell you, people come over, shit breaks so much
right.
that I just get stuff in case it does. So when sometimes like a mic arm breaks, right. I go into my mic arm closet.
Sure.
you know, I have an extra one of these at home in case, but yeah, I didn't bring two of those.
It's like having extra trims when you're doing a job. You have to have extra stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Trims. The only thing he has extra to his house, cash. That's what he stores in his boxes and coats. And you go in his closet and there's a like a blazer that hasn't been worn in 3.5 years. Last time he wore it was, you know, to a function. And you go in, put it on and oh. There's $4,000, you know, in this coat pocket.
You're going to go play, I'm just making sure everything's going. You're going to go play poker. You have to leave in a little bit because of that?
Yes.
What do you play?
We play in this game, we play Hold'em. Force betting Hold'em.
Texas or Omaha?
Texas Hold'em.
No limit? Pot limit?
No. Force betting.
Force betting. That's different than 20, most people
40,
play.
60, 80. Force betting.
Is that per card turn or just each?
It's 20 when you get 20 when you get your two cards.
Right.
Then they flip three.
So 40 after the flop.
Right.
Then 60. Then 80 max.
Correct. Yes. Well, 80. No. Then there could be three raises.
Yeah, but $80 bet max.
Yes. So it's force betting. So it's 20 when you get it, and there can be three raises.
40, by force betting means somebody you have to bet 20.
If you don't
have
20,
you're out.
Right. So
there's no checking.
Is there any strategy, or does the person after the dealer just bet 20?
Well, no, there's an ante. You know, there's a $10 and a $20 small blind, big blind. Okay.
Right.
Then the third guy, either he's in or out. He either has to put the 20 in and then it goes around. And you can check and raise.
Just the ante, basically.
You can check and raise.
There's
pre-flop.
There's force bet on every flop, everything, though.
So what's an average pocket to?
Between 600 and 2,000.
What do you sit down with?
5,000
is that minimum maximum?
No. People start with $500 stacks, and if they lose that 500, they go give me another.
So
stack.
You start with 500, but you bring 5,000 to buy back in.
To
he
cover
my 5,000. Well, if he loses, they play with chips at the end of the
saying
day.
Is, do you sit down with 5,000 in front of you or 500 in front of you to start?
No, every guy gets $1,000 in chips. Okay.
And you bring
you
your own money.
In this game, we all know each other.
Right.
So you're on paper for $1,000.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You lose that, you get another $1,000.
Yeah, but you pay when you leave.
Correct.
And then when you leave, you owe $4,800.
Has anybody ever not paid?
Lots of times.
Yeah, but no one's never stuck the game.
Right.
These are all billionaires.
They'll all give you, you know, the game's on Wednesday, I might pay you the next game on Thursday or Saturday.
These guys piss on me when it comes to dollars and cents.
We'll cut to a clip.
Is you're getting pissed off from everybody else. That's one of Mark's sayings there, okay? Mark goes there, and he's the loosest player in the whole poker game, and he comes back, he goes, every one of those guys in that game can buy and sell me.
Right, okay, buy and sell me 100 times over, and I love when I'm bluffing. And a guy will make it 60, I'll make it 120, okay? And he looks, I'm looking at this guy going, you're worth $1.8 billion, okay? And you're worried about $120 bet. $60 you have in already, right. Okay? And he goes, I fold, okay? I love it, okay?
Rock likes
because
that.
Because I don't have that
what
kind
do,
of...
One of the billionaires, what do they do for a living?
Oh, that's too much information.
Oh, they're, you know... They're,
no one could hear any of us right
they're
now.
They're members of the Lucky Sperm Club.
LSC?
Yes.
The Louisiana, right?
Yes. So the father or father-in-law made massive amount of money, and then they took over the business.
Metal and oil?
Some.
Yeah. You know, some lawyers, doctors, a bunch of lawyers and doctors, high-end.
No lawyers are make billions.
Oh, well, no, these guys make tens of millions. Right. They're personal injury guys where they do cases that are... $50-$100 million.
Could I sue him for breaking this?
Yeah, he doesn't have shit to give you.
Good luck collecting.
Yeah, good luck suing him.
Is it true that the...
It's like, by the way, what my father used to say every time, you know, he's a used car business. He was shady sometimes. And,
Well, how? How was he shady? Oh, say what you're saying, sorry.
Yeah. He'd come home and he'd go, this guy wants to sue me, Steve, and this guy wants to sue me. I go, Dad, what do you tell him? He goes, I told him to stand in line.
what did Grandpa do that was shady?
Well, first he was a used car salesman, so that in itself is shady.
Not that there's anything wrong with used cars.
No, but, you know, we're talking back in the 50s. And then he was a stockbroker in the 60s and 70s. Shady again.
And a lot of these guys used to play poker with him when they were younger.
That's a funny thing, how poker games keep going.
Your guys that you play with games
as keep going. My dad was in that game.
Right,
yes.
So the funny thing is, if a guy shorts a pot, they'll go, oh, you're putting a Ben Glassman? So that's your grandpa.
Is it true that since over the past year, since I've really been pushing Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery, business has been maybe better than ever?
And we attribute it to your podcast.
Has business been better than ever this past year?
Yes, better than ever. And business last year booming. Was better than ever
before. So the
past before.
2 years?
Yes. Since you've been mentioning us
since
the past
you've been
2 years.
Mentioning us, it's been unbelievable.
The commercials you've given this store have made us a national landmark.
Right. Well, I literally am. Well.
If you're looking for just the right flooring, you need choices. And at Marshall's Carpet One.
Marshall.
I'm taking the S from the sh sound.
Of course.
And I'm putting it at the end. I was doing Marshall's.
Must be the OCD. You're trying to control all the S's.
You're right. And at Marshall Carpet One, you'll find thousands of choices, including carpet, hardwood, rugs, and luxury vinyl. So make the right choice and visit Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery. And we promise, with more than 50 years as a family-owned business, we've got you covered, 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 covered.
Now, Mark. Mark?
Yes, Mark.
Tell me what problem you have with this. We'll put up the commercial I filmed here while Mark's explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have? What's here? You know what?
Problem with the commercial that you filmed?
Yes.
I know it by heart. Wait.
What's the problem with it?
The actual commercial was great. You were great. You're dressed like a fucking slob, okay? And I can't put it in. People are going, who's the guy wearing sweatpants doing your commercial? You're wearing sweatpants. I can't have sweatpants in a commercial.
No,
this is a classy joint.
What's wrong with being comfortable?
Nothing's wrong with being comfortable unless you're filming a commercial that's going to be seen in all of Northeast Ohio.
I wore a button down. Tucked in.
Yes, yeah. You did. You tuck it in to your looped sweatpants and tennis shoes, I believe. Those didn't show up as much. But the sweatpants were a big focus on a lot of people going, what was that guy wearing?
But didn't the internet give such a pushback that you guys ended up running it on streaming?
I don't know what streaming is.
I was running on Hulu for a bit.
Yeah, we got a lot. As much negative as he got, I got all the positive.
Yes.
Okay, but
and how's business?
That being said,
business is booming, and I attribute a
would
lot
you
of
say
to
with
you.
The booming business, you've become a bit comfortable.
A bit comfortable.
A little more comfortable.
A little more comfortable, because the game that I play in at the casino is 5-10. $50 straddle pot limit. Now that you got to buy in for about $10,000.
And that's exciting.
That's an exciting game.
Do we have any clips of that? You can't film that.
No,
stuff, right?
Those guys don't want to be filmed.
No filming at the casino. So when I'm shooting dice, I was at Atlantis shooting dice, and it was the biggest hand I ever won.
That's the Bahamas, right?
Right. And I was with Nate, my
middle son.
Middle son.
We'll put up an image
of Nate.
Hold on one sec. Can we get Nate to come in real quick and just go like this?
No. Nate won't go.
Can we use Tyler?
Yeah, we can use Tyler. Do I have to snap?
Does Tyler need more direction? Okay, and we're back.
There we go. Right.
Thank you. There we go. Yeah. So go ahead.
So
Bahamas.
Atlantis. I'm in the Bahamas and I'm at the crap table. I get on a monster hand and I'm up about 50,000.
50.
And I got him
000.
Guy sevens out, I'm done, and I'm cashing in, and I got a whole stack of orange and purple and black and, you know, just stacks along. And I've got this girl who's with us, and I said, go over there and shoot this, okay? And I got a big smile and the whole thing. You have a picture of it in the...
I do, and I will give it to you after... Yes, yes, here it is.
He's got a picture of me smiling.
That's Mark smiling with all the chips in front of him on the table. And the guys really didn't want that picture taken. The stick men, so they were bummed.
They go, what are you doing? I said, well, I want to take a picture of this. This is a lot of money. This is great. And she's taking the picture, and two security guards come, and the pit boss and the whole thing. Now, the pit boss was already there because we're on a big hand, and there was a guy next to me who won about five times what I won. So they were watching. They're going, you can't take pictures in the casino. You can't take cameras. Okay. Right. What do you want me to do? Delete it now? He goes, no. You know, I mean, they didn't want to bust my balls, but they were pissed. Picture.
He's just sitting there smiling with all those chips stacked up in front of him. And they were just knowing that the people were so pissed that he was taking that picture.
I knew you're not allowed to have cameras in the casino, but I wanted it anyhow.
Was there phone cameras back then, or was that a regular camera? I don't remember how long.
Well, he said delete it. So no, it was a phone camera.
Okay.
Yeah.
What color chips did you say?
Orange, purple, black.
Because I have orange, brown, and yellow. Doorstop.
From Aunt Myrtle.
And Iris. Iris.
Visit
Masterpiece Manufacturing.
MFGCO.com. We'll cut to a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Iris. I'm Rick's cousin from Cleveland, Ohio. I own Master Manufacturing Company, and I sell a lot of different products. Today, I brought my best sellers to show to you because I think every home should be equipped with my doorstops. They come in all colors, not just the ordinary old brown, but I have gray, I have beige, and the brown, and then I make various colors. For a baby's room, for a kitchen, I have red, all the primary colors, yellow, blue, green, and then in the large size for the commercial use, I have a yellow with a magnet on it, a brown, and a orange, and they're used in hotels, in restaurants, and wherever a large door is required. Many, many restaurants have them as well as hotels, as I said. I'm so sorry. I forgot to pick up and show you what I brought along. You gotta have the bag open. Copy. I'll put the brown on here. Oh, that's gray. Okay. How about this way? Not as many. And I'm showing the... Except it would be nice if I didn't put it upside down. Oh, he's got these upside down. I'm going to do it this way. Okay, is that all right? I'm gonna put one in the package. How about that?
Wait a minute before you do it. What do you want me to do now? These are some of the colors of the doorstops. We have red and green to let Santa in to for Christmas. And we have a blue for Hanukkah, of course. But you can use them in a baby's room, a kitchen, anywhere. All the small, the beige is a good household color. And then we have the industrial ones, which are over here. Still in the package, but there's a brown, an orange, and a yellow. And the yellow also comes with a magnet. And that's for the commercial use and where there's danger of someone needing a doorstop to hold a heavy door. These are the only ones made that are so large and heavy duty, combination of rubber on the smaller ones and a mixture of rubber, a rubber compound on the larger ones. In addition, we make the greatest household cleaning glove.
Hey, Iris, could I stop you? Could you put the glove back? And could you say, and have I got a surprise for you?
Okay.
Two.
And have I got a surprise for you? These are the greatest gloves. Anybody who just feels them buys them. And you can use them anywhere. They attract dust.
Wait, hold on, Iris. You didn't say that they're meant for cleaning yet. You just say they attract dust. Okay. So it just sounds like they're gloves that get dusty.
Okay, so let's go back. Let's
So, and have I got a surprise for you? But if you could really sell, like, oh my gosh, have I, you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh my gosh, have I got a surprise for you. These are the greatest cleaning gloves you could ever have. All you have to do is touch them and there's a sale made. I mean, and the people that use them, they love them. They come back, they give them for gifts. They just, all you do is clean, throw them in the washing machine, and you have a brand new pair of gloves. And when you wear them, oh, it makes cleaning a joy, dusting a joy. It tracks the dust both in an automobile, in the home, any commercial venture. Wherever you need a glove to clean, here it is. Well, thank you for the interest. Nice being with you. I'm going to go up and do some work. Some dusting, of course. Bye-bye.
Keep going.
You know what we forgot?
What's that?
Shouldn't we put in the web address? If you'd like to purchase our products, contact Amazon, where they're on sale, or Master, MasterMFGCO.com, our web address, and 1-800-323-5513, our phone number, for places where they can be purchased. Bye-bye, and thanks for your interest.
A little further. And that's, we got it.
Wow.
These are Ann Iris's most popular item that I think, all right? These are hand dusting gloves. You don't need any dusting rags. You want to clean something? Boom, boom. Yeah. Want to polish Marky's head? Boom, boom. Want to clean your glasses? Want to clean the floor? OJ, you might like these too.
What's weird about this?
And by the way,
they're so comfortable
and dirty.
They are
hand washable. Boom.
I would just wear these gloves out.
I know,
mean, these are beautiful gloves.
I know.
They are. These great make good driving gloves.
Right.
I'm at home all the time.
Are they warm? They seem warm.
Yeah, but you know what's weird about it? They're breathable, though.
They're
not
breathable.
The type of thing that makes you.
I mean, this is nice. I'm getting a little. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? I'm embarrassed. My microphone's a little dusty. I gotta go. I got a headache. I gotta go get a duster. I gotta go get some spray. Wait a minute.
No. Boom, boom, boom. Look, I'm cleaning the mic. Whoops.
No, but these are great.
Whoops.
Yeah. And thank you, Aunt Iris, by the way, for, for giving these. And these doorstops, I mean, sometimes you have to keep a door open, and sometimes you get to keep a door open.
Not to mention the fact that she carries something that most people don't carry, and that's the manufacturing size commercial doorstops.
Oh, you know what I love about these?
They're big.
She already explained it, but the yellow ones have a magnet in it for those metal doors that you want to make sure it sticks to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have a, because you do commercial, you do residential here. We got some of the mini boys.
Yeah.
Oh, you need the mini
girls.
Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you want to say a big waste of money?
Sure. What, your Apple Watch?
They gave me an Apple Watch. Okay.
And
now,
you're giving it a bad review?
No, I don't know how to use a computer. So these guys go, Dad, you can answer your phone on it. You can send it.
It's easy saying answer your phone on it.
Every time I press
it. Wait, may I?
Every time I press it, nobody answers.
No. Hang on.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, now press the green. Hello?
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, it does work.
That's what the whole podcast is going to sound like, by the way.
That's the
and
first
by the
time.
Way,
okay.
You know how to use the walkie-talkies, because I know you've used the walkie-talkies.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. So if I don't have my phone in my pocket.
It needs to be within range.
Right.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, but you could probably walk around most of the store.
No, Ryan has
one. So what
one.
If I lose my phone? But I have find my phone in my watch. Is that even a thing, or am I a billionaire?
I don't know how those two things are.
What if I lose my phone?
Right.
But I'm wearing my watch.
Right. Well, if you have find my iPhone, you could check that from any computer.
Oh, you can.
Incidentally,
shit,
remember
I thought I invented something.
The Shark Tank that they invented that before find my phone.
Yes.
We watched an old Shark Tank where this guy had $5 million in sales, but he raised $9 million. $4 million of it was his own.
Yeah, and he wanted a ton of money.
And the sharks loved the product so much, but they were so scared that he burned through so much money, they had him take a hike.
It was a keychain. Okay.
Right. It was the original. They have them now, the Apple Tiles. It basically tracks.
Yeah.
But what it does is it beeps if you leave the house without something. It was an original tracker.
Right. So you know what they're using those for now? The robbers are using those Apple Tiles. They're putting them in people's gas tanks.
Oh, I've seen them.
And they're tracking their cars and going there and ripping them off when the people park.
No kidding.
Yeah, I saw it on the news last night.
Cut to a clip.
Sure.
Jungle. Folks, I'm taking the gloves off because tomorrow it's going to be 43 and sunny. Now back to Mark with the news.
Breaking news today is people are using Apple Tiles in cars to track the cars and go. Robbers are doing this to track people's cars, going to their houses and ripping off their cars
done. We'll keep that in, but a little more confident. And look the camera. You know, like.
Yeah, but I don't know what I'm going to say.
Yes. Allow me.
Yeah. You got it?
I got it. Audio Jungle. Breaking news.
There you go.
We have learned that a bunch of robbers are now using Apple Tiles to place on high-end cars, tracking the cars back to where they are and stealing the cars or robbing their houses. Back to Mark.
Robbing the houses. What was all that? Dad loves his Apple Watch.
Yes,
yes, I do.
It's either Apple Tiles or porcelain tiles.
And luxury vinyl.
You know what I love? I love being here. Knowing that if I'm hungry, I don't have to get up. I could sit right here. What do you guys want to eat? Figure it out. Hop on DoorDash. Boom. Send it. Get it right away.
By the way, you don't have that in L.A.?
Oh, we do. I'm loving it.
DoorDash commercial.
Here, let me give you a little more info.
Okay.
And let me give you a little more info. So DoorDash isn't a sponsor of this episode. I just happen to love it so much that I'm going to give him a free plug.
Get 25% off any orders of $15 or more and free delivery. Just download the DoorDash app and use promo code TISO. Check out betterhelp.com/TISO for 10% off your first month.
You are so good at this. Therapy has really helped me clean up my act. Or should I say, clean up my act. Look at this. It picked up the dust. I don't even see the dust. It's right there.
I got to tell you this. My wife, better known as your
mother.
My wife. She's a big believer in therapy. Mm-hmm. She thinks being able to talk to someone, let them know what's bothering you, and someone give you an independent response and a point of view is very helpful. And you can get that without having to go to a doctor in person.
Not having to be in the waiting rooms with people walking by or people listening in. Plus, it's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you could start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours.
BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to.
Unload the stressors and get some unbiased feedback. You might be pretty surprised at what you gain from it.
See if it's for you.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Take Your Shoes Off listeners get 10% off the first month by visiting betterhelp.com/Tyso.
BetterHelp.com/Tyso for 10% off.
Your first month.
Your first month.
Our next sponsor has a product that I have been using for a bit, and as I said earlier, I didn't know who sent it to me. I got this package. It was beautiful, by the way. Shout out to Athletic Greens and how they treat their sponsors, because they sent me the powder that you use, but it also sent me this great, it looks like an old-timey cookie jar. It
has you keep the powder in, yeah, so you can put
and
your
and
scoop
it's proper
in.
Scoop, yeah. And it's not plastic. It's like clay or something that's
nice.
It's really nice. But they also sent the travel packs, which is great because, and I was wasting them.
If you sign up, you get 5 free travel packs along with free vitamin D.
I like taking it with me because you just pour it in a bottle of water or something, shake it up. I started using it, then I found out this was for me to try. Do I want to sponsor this? I'm like, easy.
Absolutely right. Athletic Greens supports better sleep quality and recovery. It also supports mental clearness. I'm
going to
drink some of this because if you do drink it, it supports your mental clarity and alertness.
It costs you less than $3 a day. You're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. And I got to say, I told Betty this right when I tried it. It tastes good. There's a lot of supplements that you take, and it's like you could get by. I was like wanting this in the morning because it's like a juice in the morning.
Athletic Green has over 7,000 five-star reviews.
And we're going to read all of them to you now.
This is from Ralph K. I loved Athletic Green. It really supports better sleep quality and recovery.
Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into the flu and cold season. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health.
I got a review from Michael S. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase.
You know, I got a surprise for you. We got Michael S. here.
No.
I'm Michael S. You're going to put my Instagram handle right here? Okay. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Tyso.
Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Tyso.
To take ownership over your health
and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
That's what he's talking about. He's like an elephant.
Okay.
That's it.
Because he's got a huge trunk. Just like his son.
Unlike
not
me.
Not as huge as me. Oh. I mean, here it is, okay, but...
Mark, let's see your elevator.
Listen. Mark could fit in the glove, by the way. And the biggest we've ever seen, I think you were with me when we saw it. Mark,
saying
on
the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Ricky Mahorn.
Shout out to Ricky, okay, because you got the biggest schwanz I've ever seen. Yeah. He has to have it strapped to his leg when he played basketball.
Yeah.
Mark tells a good story about that, by the way.
You got a good Rick Mahorn story?
Yeah.
What with the do you remember the newscaster?
It was the first.
Can we hear how the newscaster sounds?
Well, she was a female woman,
and this is 1988, and it was the first time that they allowed female reporters into the locker rooms. You know, before it was a men's thing,
and the Pistons were hot. Right. Chuck Daly was trying to, you know, be innovative, and he let a female reporter into the locker room.
So after a win,
so. We're sitting there bullshitting with Bill Laimbeer, and Ricky Mahorn's sitting next to us, and the girl wants to interview him, okay? And he's wearing a towel. And he sits down in a chair like this, okay? And she's talking to him, and she's looking at his eyes and stuff, and she's asking him the basic stupid questions that they hear every night. and he pulls the tower off, and all of a sudden you see,
and his schwanz flopped. It flopped, by the way.
I mean, it flopped right down. And she's like, okay, you know, and he's like this, and she's about as uncomfortable. I think she never spoke on camera again after that.
I actually have a clip of that.
Yeah, I wish you did.
Now there's no hot water in the shower.
Pipes in this building are old and rusted.
Right. Yeah.
You got nothing.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how. I've tricked people for 2.5 years. I've had nothing this entire time. But
I'll tell you, if he's still here, what we should get is we should get Chuck.
Yeah, right. It's like Curb. When you're watching Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Mark's brother is Chuck.
Okay. He's just doing everyday shit, and he makes it funny as hell. I mean,
he makes it funny, or he makes it long?
Funny. I think he's funny. Curb?
You get him on?
No.
Oh, who you talking about Chuck?
No. I'm not talking about Chuck. I'm talking about...
What does that have to do with Chuck?
Nothing. He brought up Chuck. I was talking about... what's his name?
Oh, Larry.
Larry David. Yeah. Which, you're watching his shows, and he's just doing everyday stuff. I mean, take the one on Sunday night. He's just going door to door and busting balls based on the situation. They're not writing this stuff. I can't believe that. I mean, they set up the scene, but then he goes and they all ad lib. And it's funny as can be.
Did they ad lib? They didn't ad lib then when he goes, hey, who are you voting for? No, you're voting for him. Let's just go.
Mark watches everything.
Mark watches more TV than any person I've ever known in my life.
Mark knows all the shows. And what I would like to do
By the way, not only does he watch procedurals, comedies, musicals, reality shows, he also watches the news, both CNN and Fox. He's the most well-knowledgeable, well-adversed person from the media without having any social media accounts at all.
I would like for fans to submit shows or movies that they would like
Mark's review
corner. And next time we come on, we could pull some of them
up. It would be awesome. Let me tell you some of Mark's favorite shows and he can comment on it.
Is
okay?
Bosch? You watch Bosch? Dad's
Everyone,
love Bosch.
Love Bosch. Yeah. Succession. Love
pretend
Succession.
Bosch.
Banshee. Best show ever.
Banshee has never been created. This is 10 years ago. Everything you know now about it, let's say if you wanted to go back in time and create Banshee and you know exactly how it is, we get on an elevator. You have 30 seconds to a minute to pitch me this idea of Banshee and where it goes. Let me hear it.
Okay.
But also, first, you got to say, like, could you push floor, you know, make it high so we have a while? You mind hitting floor number, you know, a high number?
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready.
Can you hit floor 102, please? So let me tell you about my idea. We're going to have a small town.
Who are you?
I'm a producer.
Oh, okay.
I'm pitching a show.
Oh, you want to pitch it to me?
And I want to pitch it to you.
Well, I happen to be an executive at a big studio, so I'd love to hear it.
This is perfect. How do we get in the same elevator? Okay, forget 102. Go to 204.
I'm already headed that way.
Okay. All right, we can't get to the penthouse. You need one of those cars.
I pushed it.
But we're already at 56. We got to get moving.
Let's go.
Okay, so now we're going to get a small town Amish town in Pennsylvania, okay, where the leader of the pack is a bad dude. I mean, a mean dude, okay? And a guy who gets out of prison takes the... Right, I'm lost.
Oh, the door open. It's 102, though. We're not getting off here.
Yeah.
The guy...
Well, who are you?
I'm his assistant. Right. I'm Ralph.
Right.
Okay, let me help him out here. What he really means is there's a bad sheriff at a town in Amish town in Pennsylvania. A guy gets out of prison, comes back to this Amish town, witnesses the bad guy sheriff getting killed. He had nothing to do with it, and assumes his identity.
Yes.
Take it from here.
He assumes his identity, and he becomes the sheriff. He takes his name and everything, and nobody knows any difference. So he becomes the sheriff of a town where there's meth going on, prostitution going on, drugs going on, and lots of sex, lots of miserable violence. It's fucking awesome, okay? Banshee, B-A-N-S-H-E-E, a town in Pennsylvania where this takes place where you would never believe it.
I think it's a Cinemax production or Showtime. I know it's...
All right, well, here's my floor. About 8 years ago. Thank you guys so much. I'm not interested, but why don't you practice I would love to hear something that sounds like this name that I'm of a guy I know named Bosch. I can't imagine it'll be a show, but I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
Now I get out. Right. Now another executive goes down, we're going to floor one. You're pitching him Bosch. Are you going down?
Yeah.
Would you put the lobby for me?
We're going out of the lobby from 204. Yeah.
All right.
You wouldn't happen to be a producer, would you?
I'm a big-time executive producer for a development studio.
Well, it just so happens we're leaving a meeting from 204, and my boss here would like to pitch you a show that
Well, I have a minute. Why don't we give me a little elevator pitch?
It's called Bosch.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it's about a Los Angeles detective.
Los Angeles detective who flirts and skirts.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that he tries to stay within the law, but he does what's necessary.
Oh, like Batman.
Like Batman?
Yeah, he bends it a little bit.
Yeah, he's a bender.
Okay.
Okay. More like Hank Voight on Chicago PD.
Oh.
Very similar.
Mark's favorite TV air character.
I don't know that show.
You don't know Chicago PD?
This is 10 years ago. You're going to have to pitch me.
Oh, yeah, 10 years ago. Oh, okay. Well,
wait a minute. Joyce has a question. Come on in, Joyce. Yeah, come on.
What's the question? Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, just spectator. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Well, listen, why don't you hop in the elevator? He's telling me about the show called Bosch. It sounds fantastic. So tell me more about it. He flirts and he skirts.
Yes, he flirts and skirts with the law a little bit to get things done.
It's got a little Raymond Chandler edge, we feel, to...
From Friends.
Yes. No.
Yeah. Yes. And he's just an L.A. detective that gets involved with high-end shit. They call Bosch when the difficult cases, and he makes it happen. He does what he has to do.
And we think we know who we want to play, the lead character.
Who's that?
Lamorne
Morris?
Lamorne Morris. You know him?
Yeah. He lives in Chicago. He does improv.
Yeah. Well, I think he's going to turn into a big star, and we can wrap him up to play the lead in Bosch.
Oh, you know what? I actually...
And that puts a little twist on it to getting a young guy in to play Bosch.
I do want to break scene for a second and say we do have a clip of Lamorne wrapping it up.
Let the church say amen.
Or a woman.
Let the church say amen again. I'm a man, not a sin. And then I'll do it again. Shout out to all my niggas, Glenn. I know a few of them, they all have the same name. Right. They all in the same game, they all to blame. Tisk, tisk, shame, shame, I know your name. I got bars, no I don't, I got cars. I can drive in the trunk with a, whoa. Fixing the glasses, molasses. I like the girl, the top, the bottom, I like the asses. The trash is being taken out on Thursday. I'm like,
well, guys, these shows sound great.
Yep.
Is anyone still watching this?
I can't believe anybody would watch this at this point in time.
So well, all of our staff will watch it because they're very interested in it.
Mark, you said that he does what he has to do.
Yes.
I feel like you could probably relate to that as a businessman who's doing so well, and you get the job done here, right?
Yeah, but my job's easy. All I have to do is be honest and give people more service than what they expected.
Wow. It's now, when you say so people, easy. You mean family or customers, or is there no difference?
No, customers. Customers are family, you know?
Customers are family, Bosch, and we've got you covered.
If Bosch were to do a show at Marshall Rugg Gallery, right, if they were doing
this
spin-off.
This would have to be a murder scene.
If there was a spin-off. No, but it still has to do with, like, everyday stuff at Marshall's, and you were a Bosch-type character. What type of situation would you find yourself in?
Well, you know, he's not that, unless it's a murder scene, he's too honest to be a Bosch character here. If somebody comes in and says, look, this carpet's not performing, he replaces it.
What if somebody comes in and you guys have to have some type of a guarantee here, right? What is it, for 5 days?
We make everything good.
No,
people call Mark 20 years later.
Wait, you have a guarantee that's longer than 5 days?
Yes.
How long is your guarantee for?
Until you pay for it. Or walk on it.
What happens if somebody
whatever comes
in,
first?
Somebody comes in and they haven't fully paid for it yet, and they want to return it because that's where there's a little blood on the rug.
If your wife or girlfriend or fiance
or boyfriend or husband
or boyfriend or husband whatever comes in and picks something out. Says, I want this. I love this color. Beautiful. We put it in. And your boyfriend calls up and says, I hate it. I fucked up. I hate it.
come on in, we'll rip it out, we'll pick another color, and we'll put it in for free.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
No other store does that.
Nobody.
That's the difference.
I eat the labor,
53 years
eat the carpet, the whole thing. And what'll happen is he'll go on Google, and he'll give me a 10-star review, even though you can only give me 5. And everybody he knows is going to say, you won't believe what this store did for me. So whatever that cost me, the thousands of dollars it cost me, I'll make up tenfold in people that he'll go, you can't go anywhere else.
I always notice that. Mm-hmm. Last time I was here, last year, maybe it was this summer, order from ML all the time.
Yes.
Love it. Delicious. Right. Some of the best salmon I've ever had.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
One of the times of delivery.
Orders salmon from a steakhouse?
It's not really a steakhouse. There's only
I disagree. Nah.
Mark, do you like salmon?
No.
Mark's not a fish.
It's okay.
Right. I don't like fish either.
I eat it.
I eat it because I feel like I'm supposed to. My body responds well to it.
You're supposed to eat it because it's healthy.
I eat a bite of salmon and I drink it. Same with my eggs. And I will put it in my mouth and I'll take a sip of water and I almost swallow it like a pill. I don't like it.
Right.
This salmon
was delicious.
I eat without the water.
No kidding.
I mean, I have water. No, but I'm not swallowing.
Like, I
enjoy
it. You're not
it.
Killing the taste.
So
or toys.
We order it a few times and one of the times it's not too good. It's a little undercooked.
Right.
And if it's a little undercooked, I can't even touch this.
Now, would you send it back?
So, well, it's delivery.
It's all delivery.
So right. Here's what I do. No, it wasn't DoorDash.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it was.
Yeah, it was DoorDash.
But it was an ML issue.
So do you call them up and tell them?
So here's what I do. I call up and I tell the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm honest. I say, listen, we order from you guys all the time. Mm-hmm. It's expensive, the place,
sure
right?
Sure it is.
We order from you all the time. I don't know what I'm looking for here, but I just wanted to let you know that this was an issue. And
wasn't up to par.
Remember, we got it 3 days in a row.
Yes.
This is my third day in a row, and I've gotten it, blah, blah, blah. It's keeping me from wanting it. He says, we could get you another one. I had already taken care of it.
Of course.
He goes, because I did order it from DoorDash, and it wasn't DoorDash's fault, so they can't credit me.
No.
So he goes, listen, my name is such and such. Call, next time you call, place an order, blah, 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 blah. I don't place another order for over a week. We call, he answers.
With a big order, by the way.
A
we
big
call
order.
Back, right.
And he goes, I'll take care of you. And I said, I don't want you to give me, I would love my salmon and the bread, because I forgot the bread, free. Nothing else. We go there, half off everything, free dessert, all this stuff. They lose a little money on the order.
Sure.
And I think to myself, instead of not wanting to go back to this place, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep ordering it. I loved it.
Right.
So many places in their nicer words tell you to fuck off. And I don't get you. Customer acquisition is the biggest cost.
What you do is very
rare. A lot of places do. Yeah. A lot of places will say, I'm so sorry that happened. There's nothing we could do. Or, you know, we could send you another one, but that's it.
Right.
And not only did he give me the thing, he went out of his way to go do more.
He's going
to
do above and beyond what you expected.
Right.
That's what we do every day.
Because that brings people back.
Of course it
does.
It
gets people talking.
It's built their business. It's 56 years. And that's what we've done from day one.
He's got people. I mean, carpet lasts a long time, but he's got people that the parents bought carpet here. They bought park carpet here. Their kids buy carpet here. They just know because they get taken care of.
Now, without it being like, Mark's a good guy, but getting it done the bottom dollar because it's economic, explain to me as a businessman, why is it good to refund money and redo stuff, even though it's costing money in the long run? How would you explain that if you were giving a business class?
By the way, we very rarely refund the money.
No, we don't refund
money.
We
make the customer happy. They gave us the money.
You came in, you wanted something.
So you make sure they get it and they're happy.
Right, and it's not me. It's our business. It was my father, my brother, my sons who run the business now. This is what they do. Now, my salespeople have to come to one of the owners and say, here's what happened. And when we make the call, if these are good people and it's a bad situation, absolutely. If they're assholes.
So if the same exact situation, two people come in, one person is nice about it. Maybe he or she says, sorry. The other person is an asshole.
If they're trying to blame me for their miscue.
Oh, you have a bad product.
Okay. Same
thing. I don't like the color.
What if I walk out there and I take a sample out, and I put it on the thing, and I go, well, this is a sample. This is what you picked out, and here's your carpet. Do you agree they match perfectly?
Oh, they think when it's installed, it might look a little different.
Yes. Yeah, so everything's going to be a shade lighter, darker. It's got to be vacuumed and blossom and stuff. And if they start bullshitting me, I just stop them and say, hey, listen, if you don't like it, I'm going to replace it. You don't have to tell me we did something wrong. You fucked up. I'm going to replace it for you.
But admit it.
Okay, but
is that
at
how
least,
say it? You say that to them?
Oh, it depends. If it's a guy, I'll say that. Or if it's a woman, I'll say, listen, you made a mistake. You made a color mistake. How many times have you bought carpet in your life? Once? Twice? You
it
made
happens.
A mistake. And you don't want to live with this for 15, 20 years. Let's work together. But don't blame the flooring or my installers or my company. We didn't make the mistake. Let's make the situation better so you have a beautiful floor that you're going to live with for the next 10 to 20 years.
And that's the Marshall carpet.
Right. And then
that's
when
what
I,
you should
have
a commercial out of, by
and then
the way.
When I leave the house, okay, I go, you fucking bitch. To myself. And on that note, I got to go play poker. So right. Can I leave now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I love you, Rick.
I love you. Thank
Thanks
you, Mark.
Very much.
Thanks
I'm
for stopping
these,
by.
By the way.
Yeah. That was great.
And good luck.
All right, I'm going to reframe you up, Dad.
Should we see if Chuck's here?
He's not going to come on, would he?
I don't know. Let me see if he's here. It'll take 2 seconds.
And Iris, have I got a surprise for you. A Rick and Goblin Take Your Shoes Off Marvel-inspired from the 1991 trading card series comic book characters with me as Wolverine and, of course, the Goblin as Hulk.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Just what I, something I always dreamed I would have. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Tell them where to get it at tysocards.com.
You can get one
wait,
of
wait
these.
Wait until you look to them.
You can get this card.
Wait,
you,
wait, wait.
You can get this card, and I advise you to do so at Tyson's Card.
Tyso.
Tyso. Tyso.
You can say T-Y-S-O.
T-Y-S-O. Thank you.
No, no. Tyso Cards.
Tyso Cards.
Spell it, all of it.
T-Y-S-O-C-A-R-D-S. Is it dot com?
Yeah.
Dot com. Bye-bye.
I'll sit here.
The elusive Chuck. I didn't think we'd be able to get him.
May I introduce him?
Please.
So listen, all you Goblins and Tyso fans, if you're still tuned in, Chuck Ween could
if
be...
If you're still tuned in, why?
Could be one of the funniest people I've ever met.
Here we start.
He's my neighbor. He's my best friend's brother. He's my business partner. And I love him. Chuck Ween, everybody. Yes, Chuck Ween.
I'm applauding too.
Okay, first thing, Chuck,
so
Mark,
what am I doing
Mark,
here?
Mark just left and was trying to explain these gloves to Man Iris to Chuck.
Oh my God.
Chuck didn't know if they're the real deal. Try these on. These are dusting gloves. And by
and
the
they
way,
double as just fantastic yeah, gloves.
These are like
too.
You throw them in the wash.
My 94-year-old aunt owns a company, Chuck. She still runs it.
Oh, and these are amazing.
Listen, also, by the way, I would love for Iris to get some business out of this. Not only are these legitimately good, even if you're not sure if you want them and you want to support the podcast, this week, instead of supporting just Tyso, support Aunt Iris. Go to Master, that's MasterMFGCO.com. Pick up a pair of gloves. Pick up a doorstop. Frost yourself.
Yeah, have fun.
Does she have doorstops, too?
Oh, does
so
she
why?
Have doorstops?
We got blue doorstops. We got brown, beige, another brown. That's
and
a gray, red,
she has
green.
Industrial doorstops.
How old is she?
94.
I think she's 150.
She's 94, Chuck.
Look at these. Look at these. These aren't run of the mill. Oh, these are.
I need some of those. You know how many doors I've been thrown out of?
He's so funny.
In the meantime, seriously?
Yes, seriously.
I could use these when I come out of the shower. He's right. I'll be done in a second.
So listen, we used to be on a softball team. We used to play JCC softball. Me, Mark, Chuck.
Don't give away too many locations.
Right. You used to play.
I remember.
Matthew,
I was there.
Matthew played. Okay. Well, it was Sunday mornings we played on, and we'd all go in and we'd play, and then we'd come in to bat, okay? Chuck was always in the bench when we're in batting, and he's reading the obituary pages all the time. After weeks and weeks and weeks, I finally went up to him.
Well,
I said,
let him tell. Explain.
I asked him a question. I said, Chuck, why are you always reading the obits on Sunday morning? Tell him what you told me. Do you remember?
No.
You don't?
No.
It was the funniest thing you've ever said.
I honestly don't remember. I remember bringing the cookies also.
But you don't remember what you said?
Cookies. No, I do not.
Do you remember reading the obits every Sunday morning?
Absolutely.
Okay. You don't know why you were reading them?
I don't remember what I said.
What he told me was he wants to know where he's going to have lunch this afternoon.
That's right. Where I was going to eat that day.
Right.
I forgot about
right.
that. Speaking of that, there was a great Curb Your Enthusiasm.
We had a lot of Curb plugs today.
You ever hear a Curb?
That's the one with the guy from Seinfeld?
Yes.
Yeah.
Larry David. And Albert Brooks was on, and he had a, wanted to have his eulogy while he's still alive, while everybody would show up.
Because people are saying such nice
Another
things.
Another eulogy reference.
He found out they weren't all such nice things, so it could backfire on you. Depends what happens.
You know, a lot of people say that Albert Brooks' brother, who has passed.
Right. Sounds well, like his
like
brother.
His,
wait.
Right.
Brooks' brother.
Chuck, how Brooks you come up with it just like that? Tell you what. On
he's,
the house.
He's unbelievable.
Well, Brooks' brother. They might brothers. Not know Brooks' brother. It was a clothing store.
Right. He knows. Or was it Mel Brooks' brother?
Is that
brother?
National?
I think it is.
It's not Mel Brooks' brother. Right.
I can hear the audience booing.
So he had to know where he was eating that afternoon.
You know why? You know, it's cold outside and inside. I have to wear a scarf in Cleveland in December. Inside. Okay. Do they see this? I don't even know.
He's just hiring sucker bites that he has on his neck.
So here's a story, Richie.
Should this just be Patreon footage?
No. Here's a good story. Okay. Go ahead, Chuck.
I don't know if it's a good story. It's true. I'm a bachelor. I'm at home. Wife's in Florida, so nobody send this to my wife. I dropped her off a week ago. So she's in Florida.
Right.
So
shout out to Ween, by the way.
Now I'm eating Mexican, bleep Chinese.
Right, bleep the name. You're eating Mexican, Chinese. You're eating all the stuff that you really don't eat when your wife's
I'm not
in
allowed
town.
To eat.
Right.
Smoking cigars in the house, ashes all over, dishes piled high. Really, sort of, it's me and the dog, and I'm really not behaving myself. And certain people are coming over. That's a different story. I have to have them in the garage. I just found out by accident that before she left, she put four cameras up in the house. Really, not to watch me because she's more concerned of intruders. But
it
I'm
sounds
the
like
one,
she's the intruder.
I'm the intruder. It looks like I got cameras following me all over the place.
And you didn't know they were there?
I didn't know until these blue lights showed up at night. All of a sudden, these blue lights out of nowhere, up in the ceilings, up in the patio, up in the door, up in the front door, the ring video, the back door. She had an electrician come. All these cameras are there. And she goes, oh, the dog needs, oh, I see the dog's walking around without, it needs a companion. So I'm like, really, I'm in my own house. I'm like hiding in corners and stuff.
Can we get some of that footage to put up here?
Like, so go to his house.
A lot of times, him, like, his underpants
now I'm smoking the cigars and eating the bad stuff in the garage, in the car.
I didn't know you smoked cigars.
I didn't either.
I started when she left.
Chuck, how long have you been married?
42 years.
It doesn't have to be the best or the worst, but within the top five, one of the best things about marriage, one of the worst things about marriage. Your personal experience.
I'll have to get back to you on that.
What would be an easier one to answer?
No, you know, there's a lot of good and bad. Let's say this. It's a work in progress, and it's still
after
progressing.
After 42 years?
I will say this, though. I was the boss up until the day after I got married. Steve can validate that.
What changed?
What changed?
He got married.
What changed?
No, but what
was,
changed in the dynamic?
Oh, what changed was the words "I do," and then now I do everything.
If you could go back and
change one thing,
and, no.
Hey, let me say something about Ricky, but I don't know if Ricky has admitted this or
about this
has,
Ricky.
This Ricky,
yeah.
And if this is from the past, but my son, which you could find on YouTube. I don't know if you talked
Piano
about
Doc.
It at all.
Shout out
no,
to
no.
Michael
It's
Ween.
A shout out to my son. It's Piano Doc, DOC82. Mm-hmm. Honestly, guys, on YouTube, he plays piano, and he's got about 10 million hits if you
aggregate.
I used
to go to your house twice a week and sit on the piano bench for hours to watch Michael play, and that's how I learned how to play.
Right. Right. So that's where
and
I was going with
it. He has a YouTube channel
with... So didn't he teach you how to play piano?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he just put up this week...
Oh, he's starting to do the YouTube channel again.
Well, he just did just put up West Side Story, because Spielberg's got a West Side Story coming out.
Yeah.
And all of you that love Christmas tunes, he's got Christmas tunes up there. He's got everything. Lady Gaga.
He's phenomenal. Piano Doc 82. I'll put a link in the description.
Doc 82.
He's an amazing piano. Now, I used to go over and there would be songs that he had never heard before. And we would go in the computer room, or it was a computer room at the time, and you would listen to it for a couple of minutes, just keep rewinding. And then you would go in and then just play it. And I would sit there for hours watching him play until I memorized it. It was amazing. And yep. I still remember the songs he taught me, and I learned how to figure it out on my own because of him, and seeing how he figured stuff out and his phrasing. And he came over. I may have filmed someone. Teddy came over. Teddy and Adam came.
Yes,
so I could
yes.
put it in here.
Yes, right. You did.
Put it in now. And we're back, or if I didn't have it, we're back anyway. And listen, because I hadn't heard him play in years, and listening to him play was like, it was like listening to me play if I were better. Like his phrasing, like that's why I do that, and that's why I do that, and that's it was really right. cool. It was like a language, like the choices he would make.
And mom, because I'll play this song and play this song because she's a big fan.
It was so
of his.
Satisfying to me because it would be like that's how I would want to play it.
So I'm not a musician, so let me continue on that. So Michael plays by ear. He listens to Billy Joel. He sits down.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't your wife also an unbelievable pianist?
Well, we'll get to that story.
Okay.
So Michael, hopefully, maybe not. So Michael plays by ear, and then he sits down, listens to Billy Joel, and sits down and plays 30 minutes of it.
Elton John.
Listens, puts down 20 minutes, or the Beatles, or whatever it may be. So he's got a lot of stuff up there. And people write to him from all over the world. He's been on the front page of the Polish newspaper today.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
Been Auckland, New Zealand, got a hold of him and used his stuff for something out of Auckland, New Zealand. Anyways, but what does he do for a living?
He's a pediatric radiologist.
Neuroradiologist. Pediatric neuroradiologist.
That's a very rare thing, but he went to school for 12 years to do that, and
His arm's tired.
right. So that's what he does. So this piano playing. So let's go to mom. So my wife, forget her name, put that off. Bleep it out.
Can we keep my wife?
Yes.
Can you say it like Borat would say it?
How would he say it? I don't remember.
My wife.
Not really.
How would he say it? How would you do it?
My wife. You try it like that.
Say, my wife.
My wife.
Oh, that's right. That's how you would
try
do
it.
I don't do those impressions.
I
just do James.
You got a scarf.
I just do James Cagney.
I said, do my wife and James Cagney.
No, I'm not doing that. So listen. So Randy was classically trained. My wife was trained classically as a kid. And she was playing for the high school, and she was playing in concerts. And
holding somebody's information that people could see?
Yeah.
Or is that your script?
This is medical stuff. Can you get rid of it?
If it's there, we'll blur it, and we'll also bleep everything. But my wife.
My wife.
My wife.
So.
My wife.
She's about 12 years old, and she's been playing classical
since
she was.
Every time he says the name, just put in the.
My wife.
So since she was 6 or 7. Anyways, a kid, Evan comes over. They're like 12 years old. He's in school with her. He comes over to the house. He's watching her play, and he says,
my wife,
I really like this. I like how you play, blah, blah, blah. And she says, Evan, do you play piano? And he says, no. She says, do you have a piano at home? He says, yeah. She says, you go home, and you tell your mom to get you lessons. So fast forward about 3-4 years. They're like in 10th, 11th grade at high school. She runs into Evan. She sees him in high school. He's conducting the orchestra, and he did the arrangement, and he's sitting at the piano, and she's watching him, and she goes, oh, my God, he's unbelievable. He's like a protege. What do you call those people?
Prodigy.
Anyways.
My wife.
No, a savant, a piano player or something. So she's watching him, and she said, he's been playing for 2, 3, 4 years. He's unbelievably great. So now she doesn't see Evan for 20 years.
20 it's years later, we
high school reunion, and she says she thinks he's a lawyer. She says, Evan, where do you live? I live in New York. Evan, what do you do? Oh, I'm the accompanist at Juilliard.
He's the accompanist at Juilliard. And he learned piano at first, was inspired by
by my
his wife
saying,
shout out to Juilliard, by the way,
go home and tell your mom to teach that you should get lessons on the piano.
I got them from your son.
So you never know where things develop.
Great. I'm a great piano player now too, by the way.
Yeah, you saw him on the Josh Groban. Josh Groban episode.
Josh,
you like
Groban.
Josh, yeah, him. Remember you saw it on Ricky's podcast? You liked that episode.
Well, if I didn't have I would remember if I didn't have dementia. Oh. Now I remember.
Everyone, that's Chuck Ween telling you the story of
my wife.
Do you want to plug anything? Your website, your you want to plug Marshall Rug Gallery real quick? Here, look at the camera. Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery. Could you give it a little plug?
Yeah, give us a plug.
I have a real quick golf story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell golf?
Crossfade the shit out of this.
Okay. What?
We'll trim it up.
Yeah. Do any of your fans out there play golf? Any of them like golf?
Hey, any of you goblins play golf with his wife?
No, forget her. So my other son qualified for a national golf tournament.
Shout out to his other son, who's a very good golfer.
Shout out to the other son, who was playing college golf, high school golf, whatever. He's about 5'8", 100 and no pounds. And we get to the high school national tournament.
Why do you tell us his weight and lie about it?
No, it's true.
Because he's a great golfer, and he's small.
He's tiny.
Right.
So we get out there. It's a national tournament, and he plays with some unknown guy by the name of, in high school, named Tony Finau. Finau.
He's not an unknown anymore.
So, even you know who Tony Finau is?
Well, I'm impressed. He's the golfer at Juilliard now.
Tony Finau, who played in the Masters a couple years ago in the finals.
He
with
plays
Tiger.
The Masters
actually,
every year.
Well, now you're going to know who it is. Let me interrupt you for one sec. But I actually have an impression of his swing. But I was going to say, do you know who this is? But I'll show you. He locks his fingers like this. I don't know why, but I know he does this. Tony does?
Yeah, I don't know like that. This.
That's a good Tony Finau. Yeah, I'm impressed.
You look like him
so, too.
Back to this. So
go ahead.
My son, unknown
at the time.
Leap out the son's name.
I'm walking with David.
My son.
Go ahead.
So Tony, he's in high school. Nobody knows him. He's from Utah, I think. I think
he's from Utah.
Yeah, which, by the way, where
you'll
I'll be
going to Park City to promote as we see it.
Oh. Great
Sundance
show.
Film
I saw
Festival
the trailer.
From Entourage.
It moved your trailer moved me. I sent it to all my friends. It moved me.
Thank you.
Emotion.
As long as we had Mark on before and now we have Chuck, the biggest difference between the two is Chuck's very involved in social media. He posts, he sends texts. Mark, lucky he has a phone, as you saw. He doesn't
Mark
even know
got
he uses
email
watch.
A month ago.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
He had that email, and he still doesn't read it.
But I'm not on. When I get a better face, I'm going on Facebook. I'm not on Facebook.
I'm telling you, he cracks me up.
Every.
Right. He's the Don Rickles of Marshall Carpet.
DRO.
I love Don Rickles. I love Rodney Dangerfield, and I loved. Yeah, Rickles was great.
You also, for those of you who don't know, he loves the Beatles.
I love Larry David.
How about Gary Shandling show? Did you ever watch that?
Not much, but he's good. I remember, I'll never forget when he said the immigrants were coming over and they went to feed him, and he said, yeah, we're going to take you to Denny's. And they said, no, we're not. We won't eat at Denny's. And they just came over on the boat.
I'm telling you, selling carpet is his second strongest suit.
But let me interrupt and say a shout out to Ted Munns, and there's his Instagram handle. He made this Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery sign. He made my Take Your Shoes Off sign. That's TEDMUNZMOSAICART. Ted Munns Mosaic Art. You've probably seen him all over the place. You've seen him on all the big podcasts, but that was the first one he made for us. That's Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery. So you're telling me about
Tony Finau.
My son
and Tony are playing in high school. They get on a par five. I'm walking with my son, and my son goes driver 5 wood on the par five. Tony goes driver 9 iron. My son looks at me. He goes, Dad, this guy just hit a 9 iron on the par five. I had to hit a 5 wood. Okay, that's how life goes. Of course, Tony won the
tournament.
We move on. X amount of years later. There's Tony on television in the Masters playing with Tiger in the finals. Same guy, PGA top 10 finishes.
That's That's Tony for now. That's
yeah, Tony story. For now. But yes. We'll tell him more about
Tony for later.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, where are you going now?
I'm going to get scripts at CVS.
Do you know what CVS stands for?
Chick-fil-A. No, I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh, but it came used out to of
be
Cleveland.
Before it was CVS. Dworkin. What was it called?
Dworkin's.
It was, well, Rite Aid.
Revco.
Revco.
Revco. But CVS right. bought Revco.
But
CVS
they were based out
existed.
Of Cleveland. The really? Revco or Dworkin, I think, out of Cleveland.
Oh, Dworkin used to own I think it was Revco. Dworkin, you're right. Revco. He used to be the CEO. Sid
it was
Dworkin.
All Cleveland. So CVS wasn't always Revco was right. for prescriptions.
CVS bought Revco.
It's like a value something. It's
yes.
It stands for Consumer Value Store.
That's it, CVS.
No, you know what the main difference between CVS and Marshall Rug Gallery is?
Well, we have great expectations.
Steve has more drugs.
The difference is CVS looks at their customers as customers and consumers. What do we look at them as?
We look at customers as family. Here at Marshall Carpet.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm learning stuff about us. I didn't know we had this sign over here.
Did you know we had this dog, OJ?
Oh!
Oh, excuse yourself.
I'm going.
He's taking a personal call. Chuck, thanks very
Thank
much.
You,
we loved having you. Thank you. Maybe we can get OJ. Rick's rearranging, so if you have to go to the bathroom, now's a good time. I love Chuck. You want me to go over there?
Ah, shit. Yeah, sit in for me.
Test for sound.
Okay. All right. Well, tell you what. They even clean up coffee spills. This podcast has set me back 2 G's.
Yeah, it could be one of the best podcasts ever, though.
That was Chuck Ween.
Chuck Ween, one of the funniest people I know.
All right, so do you think people are still listening?
Listen, I hope they are because I think this was gold. Anytime you get Mark and Chuck on a podcast, how bad can it be?
Well, everything broke.
Yeah, but still... It was gold.
Yeah, this was an emergency episode too. So it did come together, or it didn't, but
it
probably
did
right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's out, it came
I mean,
together.
Listen, from my heart, I love all you goblins. I love you 65,000 subscribers to this podcast.
69 plus.
69,000. I want to get it to 75, but at any rate, I love all you guys, like our Marshall Carpet customers, our family, you subscribers. You're part of the Tyso family. Keep it up.
Should we sing the Marshall Rug Gallery oath?
Which is, remind me.
The we at Marshall.
We at Marshall.
Remember?
We
at Marshall Rug Carpet and
Marshall
Rug Gallery.
Marshall Carpet Rug Gallery.
Salute you.
We salute you, and we strive to make any expectations you have about us, we subscribe to make your expectations
okay.
even worse.
Even worse.
Well, you cut me, so I was worse. Okay.
This was just an Iris and Marshall Rug Gallery commercial. The whole thing.
Yeah, well, you had Mark and Chuck and Iris do a commercial. And let me tell you something. When we talk about Iris, she's 94. She runs the company.
Runs
she has these gloves.
The
she has these doorstops. She markets. She does payroll. She does hiring and firing.
It's insane.
She's 94. Come on. God bless her.
I really want it. I really want
some response because she'd freak if all of a sudden, you know, Tyso orders are coming
yeah,
in for the
you
gloves and the doorstops.
$1,000 in gloves and doorstops, which yeah. all jokes aside, I mean, come on.
I know.
They're great gloves.
They're like chamois. They're so soft. OJ, you know what? You probably love this too, huh?
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Here's a little behind the
thanks
scenes.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
You've already saw them, but Dad and I are going to film some commercials now.
Okay. It's commercial time.
So is there anything that we're leaving out?
I don't think so. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, you know what? I didn't plug the new Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery sweatshirts.
Good point. What, better, what better time to plug it than now?
Navy, pink, blue, and gray.
We'll put up a shot right now.
There they are. Head on over to rickglassman.com, pick yourself up a pair, and they could use promo code boobs for 10% off.
Quick story about your Marshall carpet swag.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago on a Saturday, Mark takes a call. No secretaries on say. Mark answers the phone, and the lady wanted to buy some Marshall carpet merch because her son, who is from out west, was coming in for Thanksgiving, and she loves Tyso and wanted to buy him some merch and thought that we sold it, which we don't. But if you want Marshall carpet merch, you go to rickglassman.com.
Yeah, and I've been getting a lot of people asking, because I only have the Marshall carpet hats and baby onesies. People want some other swag. And it's just a pleasure that I know that we're having fun with Marshall Rug Gallery. We're putting the commercials off. But the fact that my one small podcast, now huge podcast, has brought you guys so much business.
We talked about... Ryan, why don't you come in and say hello?
One of the five boys of Mark's. Ryan, will you come say hello?
Yeah,
I'm going to get up, let Ryan sit down for a second.
Well, we're going to end this podcast the way that all podcasts are supposed to start.
With
Ryan.
Yeah, of course.
Ryan, this is a special emergency episode. My guest last minute dropped out. We filled in. We got your father, Mark, your Uncle Chuck, and here you are. Tell us what makes...
Wow, you got my Uncle Chuck.
Yeah.
And you got him off the podcast.
Right into the mic.
Well, that's impressive.
Will you explain to us, because I get it, Dad gets it. I don't know if everybody at home gets it. Why is it that when you want to get flooring, you have to find a place, who knows how good they'll do, when you get it, who knows if you're going to be happy, and if you're not, who knows how well they're going to take care of you? It's very hard to find. Why is it that this place, Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery, doesn't have customers, clients, or consumers? Why is it that anyone that walks in the door is family? How would you explain that?
It's I guess it's bred into us from a young age. I mean,
that's Ryan Ween. Ryan, thank you so much. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Glad I could be here.
Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Put up,
is it your Instagram?
My Instagram is Fuzzslinger.
Yeah. How do you spell that?
Sling the fuzz all day long.
Right.
Yes, you do. Who do you slang it to?
Family.
That's Ryan Ween, the fuzz slanger. Thank you, Ryan, so much for coming in.
Thank you, Ricky. Very nice to see you.
And as we always say.
At Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery.
We're family.
At Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery, we're family.
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 And if you don't believe me.
Or me.
Or me.
Or me.
At Marshall Carpet One and Rug Gallery, you're family.
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 All right.
Scoot. Do blabbity blue scoop dee. Oh yeah.